You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's called No Filter Friday. The phone number is 303-691-1649. We have some people standing by. And the first one to get through today was Tanya. Tanya, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so pleased that I got through.
Well, we are thrilled to talk to you. What's big in your life right now? What's going on?
I'm just so happy today. I am leaving work early, and so is my fiance, because we're going to go and get our marriage license.
Hey, congratulations.
That's excellent.
We've been together for 9 years. We had to put our wedding off for a year, and so it's not actually until August and this year. But, you know, for financial reasons, insurance and stuff, we had to make it legal, so we decided to do it now.
Well, come on, and it's been 9 years. It's about time you put a ring on it.
No kidding.
Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah, no more living in sin.
Right.
So we're going to sign that, since you can marry yourselves in Colorado and the COVID and all that stuff, we're going to sign the papers on Monday and make our official wedding date 2-1-2-1.
Okay, that's really good.
Oh, that's adorable.
Nice. Very good.
Good for you guys. Congrats.
I was going to ask you if you'd picked out anybody to marry you, but you're just going to do it yourselves, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
That's all right. Quick and easy.
Let me ask you, where'd you meet this guy?
Actually, it's a really cool story. My first husband and he, my current husband, going to be husband, we're on the fire department together. So when I met him, I was 6 months pregnant with my first husband, my first son, sorry. And that was 28 years ago. Well, his wife left him while we were friends, and he moved into our basement to live while he sold his house and found an apartment to live in. While he lived with us, I introduced him to his second wife, a friend of mine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Keep going. So, keep going.
Yeah, I can't get enough of this.
They were together for 13 years. During their marriage, I divorced my first husband.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
We have three kids together, and my current fiance, Ron, he was awesome. He would, my first husband was,
whoa.
He was, sorry.
Hey, hey, language, hey. Language, language.
He wouldn't even meet me halfway to do an exchange of the kids.
Hold on. I got to put you on. First of all, language. And then secondly, we started going down the path of grimness, which we didn't want.
No, we don't want that. So
let me just fill in the blanks here, Jeremy. She met the guy when he was buddies with her husband, and he moved into the basement.
And then life happened, and now they're together. See, and we said it very quickly and very cleanly. And hopefully that dump button is working.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We have to find out our engineer du jour.
I know. Tanya, thanks.
Thank you for the call. And good luck.
Good luck.
Next up is Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Did you like that story?
It was interesting.
Yeah. Watch your mouth, Lauren.
Yeah, no potty mouth.
Don't be
language,
a potty mouth.
People, okay? What's going on with you? Why'd you call us? What's happening?
Oh, you know, life. It's busy all the time. I had just before I called you, I had my potty training toddler pee in his car seat, which was awesome.
Oh, Lauren.
To Friday.
Oh, no. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Boy, is he in the pull-ups or anything? I mean,
no.
You're going straight underpants?
Well, I thought we were to that point, but apparently we're not.
You are gutsy. Yeah.
Oh, so now you got a little puddle in the back seat or what?
Really, in the car seat, yep. Mm-hmm. So it just got stripped to get washed because he went to daycare.
Well, that'll happen. Darn it.
It's life.
That's a bummer. How is it going? Is he doing, well, obviously not well, I guess.
Really, truly, he does well. He does really well. This was just a fluke today. I don't know.
Hmm. Sure. Maybe he was kind of anxious about something.
He was nervous
something.
Maybe or something.
There was something anxious going on at daycare.
It was mac and cheese
today.
Day at daycare. Yeah. And he's like, oh my God. Are you doing that thing where you put the Cheerios in the toilet so we can aim and go for it, or?
Nah. No, nope, we don't.
We're I do. I still do that, honestly, with myself.
You never worried they're going to try and pick them?
Reach in there and eat them.
The classic, obviously, I don't remember because I was so young, but the classic story of my family, Lauren, was that when they were potty training me, they had one of those little children's toilet things that, you know, you just sit on the ground and it's got a little removable.
Yeah. Anyway.
Little pot, yeah.
But the problem is that the back of the seat there where you put your back up against had like a fun-loving tiger on it. It was supposed to be like cute and kid-like, you know, it had a tiger on it. But they tell me that I was afraid of the tiger, and so it delayed my potty training because I was afraid to sit down because I was convinced the tiger was going to bite my butt.
Mama.
Yeah, we had one of those seats with my first two children, and they're so gross to clean that we skipped it all
together.
Yeah,
they are disgusting. So gross.
Oh, that's fun. Listen, good luck with your potty training, and thank you for listening to the show. I hope you have a fun weekend, okay?
One last quick question.
Sure.
Jeremy, along the lines of toilets, how is your toilet light?
Oh, that's right, the toilet light. Okay, so it did come in the mail. I hooked it on the toilet, and we used it for one night, and then we both agreed, this is disgusting.
I knew it. I told you that it was a waste.
So I cleaned it up and everything, and it's kind of like on a little shelf in there now, so it's still on the motion. So when you walk in there, it does come on, but it does not light up the toilet bowl. Dom so nailed that one.
I told you you were not going to want to clean that thing.
It's pretty disgusting.
Well, I didn't realize that when you hook it over the toilet, it goes in there pretty far. So you're getting particles, of course, on it. And I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do it.
And I just realized that I said it was a waste. I didn't mean it that way.
Different kind, yeah.
Different kind of waste. Lauren, have a great weekend. Yes.
Thanks, Lauren.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show. I don't want to be an I told you so, but.
No, I will give it to you. I will give it to you. It's disgusting.
Michaela, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
So it's a no filter Friday. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. I actually had a question for you guys today.
Okay.
All right. Shoot.
So I work in childcare, and Lauren actually made the question come up a little sooner. But what's the most embarrassing thing your kids had done to you guys in public when they were little?
Oh, in public?
Or in general, just one of the most embarrassing things.
I can think of two things. Both involve my son, Reed. You might have heard the stories on the show where we had a Boston Terrier for many years while Reed was a 1, 2, 3-year-old. And he had this fetish for some reason with the dog's butt hole. And he was constantly sticking his finger in the dog's butt, which was... And he would do it when company was over. And that poor dog was so skittish all the time. May he rest, little Sully. That's one I can think of. And then the second, we were at like one of those.
Let me just throw in real quick.
Yeah.
The funny thing about that, too, is that Reed then would do it on command. So you just went over to visit and say, hey, Reed,
stick your finger in the dog's butt. Okay. Kids will do anything. The second is we were at one of those
party trick there.
Yeah, it is a weird one. Yeah. We were at one of those wine tasting places when Reed was a fairly newborn, and Nicole was talking to a bunch of people, and we were mingling or whatever, and she was holding Reed, and she was laughing about something as she was facing him, just at the moment that he completely threw up all over Nicole, basically threw up right into her mouth. During this like cocktail party where there was 50, 60 people there, and my poor wife was drenched in vomit in the middle of this party. It's in my mouth.
Goodness.
It's in my mouth. It's in my mouth. So there. I hope that satisfied you.
Great story.
It's so gross.
Those are great.
He's in her eyelashes, and oh, so bad.
Michaela, it means a lot to us that you listen to the show. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I hope you have a fun weekend, okay?
Of course. You guys have a great weekend, too.
Oh, thank you.
God, I love our listeners. There you go.